The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Chet. Today's daf is being studied by Leilu Nishmat Kenir by Yosef ben Sarav, Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihem ben Hayden, Amen. Ufa Shlema Moshe ben Dina, Veshlomo ben Miriam, Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Rachel bat Bahia. Enna refer lahem. Inna refer them, inna refer for the nefesh, for the goof, for the tam, kula wada bo. Vechen yirasom ramar, amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Chet Amud Rishon, seven lines from the bottom. We are discussing one specific case that the Gemara has not yet resolved. A person planted a fruit or an onion in the Shemitah, and it was plucked out already in the eighth year. So the she'ela is the case over here was batzel she'akro b'shevi'it, you pulled it out in the seventh year and you replanted it in the eighth year. So the she'ela is, when you replanted it in the eighth year, obviously it grew. The question is the growth considered heter? If the growth is considered heter, it can mevatel the growth of Shevi'it, and therefore the onion could be mutar. Or do you say no, that the growth goes after the actual Ikar? And since the Ikar itself is Shevi'it product, whatever grows out of it is also Shevi'it product, and therefore it is Asur. So the Gemara went back and forth bringing the Ayot, and each one was rejected. So now the Gemara brings another case. Gemara starts, Ela min hada pashta. So we could solve it from this case. Nitnan, we have a Mishnah. Betzalim shiyardu alehem geshamim. So you have onions of the sixth year that went into the seventh year. So sixth year is permissible. Went into the seventh year, now it started to rain on them. Vesamhu. And they started to grow. If the leaves that are growing on these onions, let's say, are dark, has a dark color, asurim, so then they become asur, because then you have to assume that the growth is coming from the karka, the growth is coming from the ground, it's getting its nutrients from the ground, that's a sign. When you see the leaf is dark, then you know nutrients from the ground is from Shemitah. Horiku, but if you see the leaf is light color, mutarim. Because then you know it's really not growing from the nutrients of the ground of the Shemitah. Ela, it's getting its nutrients from the bulb of the onion itself. Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonos Omer, he has a different measuring stick. Im yecholim litalesh be'alim shilahem asurim. If the leaves are so strong that you could pull out the onion and hold it by the leaf itself, it's that strong, then already it's asur. Because then you know the onion received its nutrients from the ground. That's of Shemitah. Uchnegdan. Now, similarly, this halakha would be, which is the opposite, would come true. Lemotzae shevi'it mutarim. If this would happen in Motzae shevi'it, which is yet fruit of the seventh year, and it rained on them in the eighth year. So now we go the opposite. If, let's say, it's black or darken the leaf itself, then you know it came from the ground itself. It came from the ground of Shemitah. No, ground of the eighth year, I'm sorry. So ground of the eighth year is permissible. Or let's say, according to the other Shita, where the leaf is strong, so therefore then you know already received its nutrients from the ground itself of eighth year, and therefore it would be permissible as well. So again, Uchnegdan, similarly, or parallel case, the Motzei Shevi'it, if this happened from 7 to 8, Mutarim. So Yabara says, Lememra, but what do you learn from over here? The Gidule Heter Ma'alin Et Ha'isur. That the Gidulim of Heter, the growth of Heter, has the ability to override the Isur. Look at the Ran. Ran start one, second, third wide line. Ela min hada pashta. Detanya b'tzalim she'edu alim gishamim b'shvi'it v'samcho. It means they grew in the sixth and they rained on in the seventh and grew. Nimayu alim shalem shechorim asim lav shechorim mamash. We don't mean that they're actually black. אלא נוטין לשחרות. It's like a dark color. שזה מוכיח שגדולם יפה. That shows you that the growth is a good growth. ומקרקע שביעית את גדול, they grew from the ground of the 70 ופיכך אסורים. הוריק ומותרים. שכיוון שהם ירוקים, it's like more greenish. לאו מחמד יניקת הקרקע את גדולו. It doesn't mean that it didn't receive its nutrients from the ground itself. אלא מחמד הבצל עצמו. It grew from the onion itself. And what's the onion? And since the onion is a 60-year onion, so we say, what? So therefore, it goes after the onion, and therefore it's going to be mutar. Because it grew from the onion itself, and the onion is a 60-year onion. In Yecholim, Nitalesh, the other rabbi says, if you could pluck it out, Ba'alim Shiraim, Asurim, why? The Bechiai Gav, the Muhammad Tashini Katam Yafeh. He's a strong leaf. And therefore, it shows you that it grew from the ground. Uchnegdan, the most sifri mutarim, mishum, the ba'alin alalu, vaday rabu gidulin al ikar habatzal, ha'ame'urab bahim, which is in the Shemitah year, which is going into the eighth year. That means it grew in the seventh, and then what? It rained on it in the eighth year, and it started to grow. So it says, mi mutar. Why? Why is it mutarim? Mishum, the ba'alin alalu, because in these leaves over here, ודאי רבו גדולן על עיקר הבצל. Why is it mutar? You have Shemitah fruit of it. The fruit itself is 70 year items. So of course I'll say that when it grew in the 8th year, the majority overrides the fruit itself. And if, since if let's say the leaf is a strong leaf, or the leaf is a dark leaf, that means it grew from the karka of the 8th year, therefore the growth is heter. And I'm going to say the whole onion becomes it there, because the growth is going to override the bulb, which is shvi'it. So what do you see over here? That it does. The growth of it there overrides the growth of, not the growth, the ikar of isur. Again, in the Shemitah year, this thing grew. So it's the actual ikar of Shemitah. It's forbidden. Now what happened? In the eighth year, you planted it, and it grew more. So now you have a growth, a gidul. Now this growth over here, based on the rules that we know, if the leaf is dark, or according to Rabbi Shita, it's solid where you can pull it out of the ground and it doesn't detach, what does that show you? That the growth came from the ground itself. The growth comes from the ground itself, that's considered heter, because it's the growth of 8 years. And what are we saying? The whole onion becomes mutar. How can it become mutar? So the answer must be, because the growth is mevatel, the actual onion of isur. So you learn over the answer to our question that yes, indeed, the growth is mivat. Growth is not considered whatever the onion is. Adraba, the growth is heter and it's mivatel di isur. And that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says two lines of the Gemara, the Memra, to teach us the gidule heter. When the growth is heter, maalin et isur. It overrides. It's going to mivatel di isur. So the Gemara, who says? Maybe we're talking about where the actual bulb, the original bulb, is crushed. What does it mean? The actual bulb itself of the seventh year was crushed, and therefore that's why it's not miyahes back to the ikar. The reason why it's mutar is because there's nothing to go back to. It was crushed. And then, well, the growth itself is just considered it there. What do you want to say? So you go back to the bulb itself of Shemitah? The bulb itself is gone. The guy crushed it. So therefore, but maybe when the bulb itself is there, the ikar, and whatever grows out of it is going to be considered an extension of it. It's going to be isur. But how do you know? Maybe it's mevduchanim. Maybe it's talking about where it's crushed. Bottom line. Vedilma mevduchanim, shedach v'shachak besalim. Right? You crush them, you smash them. Vechevan mevduchanim inu giri'i. ולא ממשיכים גדולים בטריו. That's ready, it's inferior. And therefore the growths do not are not considered from them. But in our case, we want to know a case where the bulb is intact and it grew. So we want to know maybe it is miyachas. You have no raya from that case. Kibra says, אלא מן הדא. You want to learn it? Learn it from here. בתניא, we have a braita. המנחש עם הכותי בחסיות. What's the guy doing? We have a worker. He's doing nichush. Nichush like pruning. He's in the fields over there. He's in the hasayot field. Hasayot is a type of vegetable. Yes. They call it allium. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, they call it the loof. Bottom line, it's a type of item like an onion or a garlic that what? The bulb itself stays intact. And we learned there's different types of items that you plant. Certain times you plant, the seed itself disintegrates. This item is not like that. This is the loof or the betzalim or shumim that when you plant it, the bulb itself stays intact. It just grows. So now what happened? Your guy's working for a kutim. And these kutim over here were like quasi-converts. They weren't so careful on halachot. Specifically, they weren't careful on giving masrot. So now, what happened? The menachesh, the kutim. So the guy's working, and the guy's he's plucking out, let's say, the leaves from his hasayot, from this allium, this type of vegetable. Ochel mehen achilat arai. So the worker is allowed to eat achilat arai. Achilat arai meaning he could snack from the actual vegetables themselves. What do you mean? He didn't take masrot from it yet. Well, the halakha says that until you take masrot, the worker is allowed to eat achilat arai. Why? Because it didn't come to the chayuv of maaser yet. Because when does the chayuv of maaser come? When you have biru hakri. When the pile was made, that's considered gemar melachtam. Now the chayuv of maaser comes from the Torah. However, min haTorah, as long as you didn't make biru hakri, there's no law of giving maaser, and therefore the halakha says you're allowed to eat achilat arai. Min haTorah, you can even eat achilat keva. But the rabbis came along and said, no, we're not eating achilat keva, and only achilat arai. So you could assume that this kuti guy didn't make miru hakri because he's not giving his ma'asir. So he didn't prepare it. So there's no hayuv on these allium, we're calling them the loof, to give the ma'asir. So he can eat it achilat arai. There is a hayuv, but he didn't bring it to the hayuv yet. And that's why the next line says, ma'asiran vadai. And then when the time of ma'asir comes, you give ma'asir from these items, bevada'ut. Because you know for sure the kuti did not give ma'asir, which means the ma'asir of these items is not a sefek ma'asir. You don't have to worry. Maybe he gave, he didn't give. Nafkamina, you know, when you have ma'asir vadai, so you have to take it from a food that vadai is not mi'usar. So therefore, that's the rules of the kuti. But that's not nogea to our subject. This is a setup for the next line. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, case number two. Im Yisrael hashud ala shvi'it. Okay, you have a Jew, he's hashud on the Shemitah, meaning he's suspected to work on Shemitah. Yeah, he don't care about Shemitah, he plants, he does all these things. The Motzei Shevi'it Mutar. A Motzei Shevi'it, the fruit is Mutar. You can eat the fruit. What's the logic? So then, let's say we're talking about an onion again, right? So he planted in the Shemitah, yeah, so the fruit is definitely Shevi'it. But what? In the eighth year, what happens? The Ran says it grows more. So let's assume that it grew more, enough to mevatel the actual bulb itself. So what do you see? Answer that question. That the growth has the growth of it can mevatel the isur. Because that's why you can eat the bulb in the eighth year. So Gemara says, Lememra to teach us, the gidule heter ma'alir et isur. Very good. So that answers our question that we had initially with the case that we learned in our original question, where the guy had a shvi'it bulb and he planted it in the eighth year. Because whatever goes in the eighth year is going to be the shemitah itself. So the Gemara says, who told you? How do you know what you're talking about? How do you know what you planted over in this case of the Shemitah? Maybe you planted an item where the bulb itself, or the seed itself disintegrates. That's why it's mutar. Because there's no isur left. The seed itself disintegrates. You put it in the ground, it disintegrated. So now what happens? You have growth in the eighth year. Of course. What do you want to trace it back to? The seed of Shemitah, the seed's gone. So if it's a type of fruit or vegetable that the seed disintegrates, that's why it's mutar. We want to know a case where the actual bulb is there. Do you go miyachesed back to the bulb or not? So look at us, what are you talking about? Hatanya eluin hasayot. Are we talking about a case of hasayot? Hasayot is a general group of vegetables. And what type of vegetables fall into this group called hasayot? Because look at the top line of the Gemara. Amenachesh imakuti bahasayot. We were talking about a case of hasayot over here. So he says, Kegon haluf, hashum, vabetzalim. Luf is the allium, shum is the garlic, betzalim is the onions, and we know the property of these items. They stay. They don't disintegrate. So if we don't tell me the case is talking about where the seed disintegrates, we know we're talking about the Hasayot family. Okay, so yeah, that's not an answer. So you know, the Dilma Mibduchanim. That's simple. Like, didn't I answer before the thing was crushed? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll tell you, we're talking about a case of where the actual bulb of the onion of the Shemitah was crushed. Therefore, whatever grows in the 80 is mutar, because it doesn't go to, back to the actual Ikar, because the Ikar's not here anymore. Come on, hold it. Hasud ala Shemit Ketani. Who are we talking about over here? You have to remember who we're talking about. We're talking about a character that's suspected for planting during Shemitah. Now, a guy that's suspected of planting on the Shemitah is not going to crush the bulbs. Who crushes the Ikar bulbs? A guy that's worried about Shemitah, that he wants his growth to be hitted. So therefore, what does he do? He goes out, he crushes the Ikar, so whatever grows in the 8th year is hitted. A guy that don't care about Shemitah, he's not crushing his bulbs over here. What does he care? He don't care about the law of Shemitah itself. Again, it's a Torah to go do such a thing. The guy's not going to be matriyah himself to go stop breaking the, crushing the bulbs over there, because he himself doesn't care bichlal. The only guy that breaks the bulbs is the guy that is concerned on Shemitah. So to learn the case like that does not fit based on the person who we're talking about over here. We're talking about a hashud b'shivirit. So technically we still have a proof. The bulbs are there. We prove it that it's got to be an onion or the liking. We're talking about where the onion is there. And what did you tell me the deen is? The growth of the 8th year is mevatel the 7th. So you see what? The heter is mevatel the isur. So like who said? The dilma b'ta'arovet. Who told you? All we said was that the 8th year item is mutar. Who told you we're talking about the inyan growth to mevatel the actual ikar? Maybe it's talking about where you picked it already. You picked it. And what? It got mixed up now in a pile of onions. And you're making a regular law of bitul. Which means maybe the onion itself is all isur. Maybe the growth itself is an extension of the shivirit, and therefore it's all shivirit. But you tell me it's mutar. I'll tell you why it's mutar. Because we're talking about that onion itself of shivirit, which incidentally has no heter. It's a davar she'en lo matirim. And therefore, davar she'en lo matirim, we have a law of bitul, so it fell into 60 onions, whatever it may be, and therefore that's why it's permissible. So Gemara says, no, it can't be that case either. Why? So Gemara says, ha-menachesh ketani. Because we're talking about the guys in the middle of working the field. Are we talking about a case of a worker? Just like we said, the guy, he's allowed to eat the fruits, b'achilat harai. And similarly, a guy's working in a field to some that's hashub b'shibi'it. We said what? And he picks the onion in the 8th year. He can eat the onion. We're not talking about, he's in the field itself. What, in the field of the chi, what, they fell into 1,000 onions in the field itself? No, we're talking about was eating the onion itself. So we're discussing bitul, the heter of the onion to the isur of the onion. We're in the field. We're not in a place where he took the onion and put it in a mixture. Oh, so we've bottom line proved conclusively the answer to our original question. That what? Indeed, the gidul, the growth of heter, is not considered an extension of the isur. The growth is heter, and it can mevatel the actual isur itself, if there's rov, and therefore the onion becomes permissible. Answers our original question that we had on the Amud Bet of the last daf that said what? If your guy had the Shivyait, he plucked it in the Shivyait, onion of Yisur. We planted it in the 8th, grew a little more, mutar. I'll tell you the extra growth, remember, tell the Ikar. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, one problem. If you remember, on the Amud Bet of the last daf, we had two rabbis that they had a different view on this. They held with their respective proofs that the growth is actually connected to the Ikar. And therefore, it does not mivatel. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yonatan. So the Ran here reminds us of those two Shittot. Let's look at the Ran over here. Lema. Lema teveti yuftad Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yohanan damar le'el yalda she'sabbecha b'skena asur. Let's remind ourselves of that case. That was a case over there where a person had a tree of Orla. First 3 years called the Yalda. There was fruit on it, right? So you grafted. You took that fruit of 3 years and you grafted it with a zekina of a tree that's after the 3 years. What happened? After you grafted it, that starts to grow. So now the growth is coming from the zekina. The growth is coming from the fact that you grafted it with a old tree. So now these little fruits over here, they're orla fruits, but now as they're growing heter. And what do we say? I don't care even if the growth is 200 times the actual orla itself. When normally orla is mevatel in 200, it doesn't matter. These fruits remain bisur. Because why? The growths are coming from orla. So that was Rabbi Yohanan's ayah, that what? Growths are actually bisur. What was Rabbi Yohanan's proof? Rabbi Yohanan, the Ran reminds us, Rabbi Yohanan damar le'il batzal shenat'o bekerim. Afapish shenayikar akerim asur. That was the case of where you planted an onion next to a vineyard. That's kilayim. And therefore the onion itself becomes isur. Right? So you have a certain size onion there, right? Now what you do? You uprooted the vineyard. So now there's no more isur anymore. So now whatever grows now from the onion is heter. And still what we say? The onion remains isur. Ela what? You see? That whatever grows from isur is isur. Oh, so what are you saying? What are we saying? The opposite. So, and this is a Mishnah. So therefore, how could you argue, Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yohanan, Amoraim, how you're arguing on a Mishnah that's mashma what, that the bulb of the eighth year, that the guy's working in the field, the guy can eat the onions, you see what, that the is mevatel the isur, so how can you go against this? So that's what the Gemara says. Lema teveti yufta. Let this be a question to Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yonatan. Amar Bitzhak. So Bitzhak wants to give an answer. Shanya Shivyait. They agree to this law. Their cases are different than the Shemitah. Why? Ho'il ve'isura al yedei karka betelata name al yedei karka. Which means, what's the isur of Shemitah? Where does the isur of Shemitah come from? It's isur from the ground. So he's saying, if the isur comes from the ground, so the bitul of it can also come from the ground. Which means, what was the problem? The onion, the ground of shivyait, is what makes the onion isur. So if it comes from the ground, I'll tell you the ground is also able to make it now heter. In the ground of the eighth year can mevatel the ground of the seventh year. Ran, shanya shivyait. How do you know? How do you know the isur comes from the karka? Veshaveta ha'aris, right? It's the land itself that has to rest in the seventh year. Betelata al yedei karka. So the bitul of it. Now the eighth year comes, the land is mutar. It'll be betel. However, masheen ken orla. What's the inyan of the orla? The hisron zman garamla isura. That's not inyan of the ground. That's inyan of first 3 years. That's the time factor. In the kilayim, it's the mixture itself that was gorim. So therefore, when it's not coming from the karka itself or the actual item itself, so therefore it does not have the ability to be vatel. That's the answer that they want to give where they could agree to the case of Shemitah. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Are ma'aser de isuro al yedei karka ve en betilato al yedei karka. Ma'aser isuro al yedei karka. Where does the chiyuv ma'aser come from? Stuff that you grew from the ground. So the isur of ma'aser, where's the isur of ma'aser hal? On stuff that you grew from the ground. But what? En betilato al yedei karka. But as we're going to see now in the Braita, when you want to mevatel ma'aser, it does not become mevatel through karka. Even though the rule that you're saying now is anything that comes from the karka, like shvi'it, the karka itself is mevatel it. Karka of the seventh can be mevutal from karka of the eighth. Oh, that's good? That rule applies? How are you going to answer ma'aser? Why, what's the case of ma'aser? So comes the braita and says, Netanya, we have a braita. Litra ma'aser tevel. Litra is a shiur. Ma'aser tevel shezara'a bekarka. So what you do? You planted it in the ground. You planted it in the ground. Vishbiha. So what happened? It flourished, right? It got bigger. Now, when did it get bigger over here? You planted it in the ground over here during the Shemitah. So you have over here Ma'aser Rishon. Let's review the din of Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser. You have a product, okay? You have to give Ma'aser Tri Levi. Okay, that's called Ma'aser Rishon. Now this Ma'aser over here, the Levi himself has to give a Ma'aser Tri Kohen. That's called Terumat Ma'aser. Or Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser. So we're talking about you have product over here, that it's litram ma'asir. So the way they're learning it is it's ma'asir tevil, which is ma'asir rishon shelo hufresha mimenu terumat ma'asir. Okay, that's the table in it. It's ma'asir rishon. That's good part of it. But you didn't take the ma'asir min ma'asir to the kohen. Good. That's called ma'asir tevil. She's a rabbi karka. You planted it in the sixth year. Okay, sixth year. Okay. Now what happened? Vishbiha. In the seventh year, that's the Isur already, it flourished, it got bigger. Harei ke'esed litrin. Now already it grew so much that one litra grew 10 times. Now it's already 10 litrin. Yeah. That's the deen. Hayeved b'ma'asir. So you still have to give terumat ma'asir. Okay? Because of what? The original litra is still in the mixture. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the 9 litra or litrin are not mevatel, the original one. Mm-hmm. Which if you're going to work with bitul, which means right now, because understand, the product of shimi'it is patur from ma'asrot over here. So technically, the growth is no hayuv ma'asir over here. So technically, the growth should mevatel the actual ikar. Mm-hmm. Are we saying that now? Especially things that come from the karka, the rule is the karka is able to mevatel it. Oh, and what do we say? Now, ubishvi'it. However, the 9 litrin do have a kedusha of shvi'it. That we cannot argue with, because bottom line, they grew during the Shemitah. But our purpose is that what? That why does the original litra still have the chayuv of ma'aseh lechaora? It should be mevatel. So it says ve'ota litra me'aser alea memakom aher lefi hashbon. So it says and that litra, the original one, you have to take terumat ma'aser for it memakom aher from somewhere else lefi hashbon, meaning according to the hashbon of a tenth of a litra. But you can't take from the product itself because then you take from the hayuv on the ptur.
Yeah,
you don't know what's wrong because bottom line in this Shi'ud over here, you have Shemi'it stuff, that's not Hayab. But you have a litra in there that is Hayab, so you can't take the actual Ma'asir from the item itself. You don't want to take from Hayuf from Ptur. So take from a different item in order to cover the one litra. But again, what are you talking? Why do I even have to take Ma'asir over here? Once I replanted it in the Shemi'it, the Chaura, the Hayuf came from Karka, right? Now the Ptur is coming from Karka, because the seventh year product is not a chayav and ma'asrot. Based on the rule that you're giving me, it should become batel the whole thing. I should not have a chayuf to give the terumat ma'asir. Bichlal. Look at the Ran now. Ran. Chayevet b'ma'asir. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the bottom of the Ran. Enu ma'asir min ma'asir. Good, that's terumat ma'asir. Shaita chayevet bo, kodim shizara'a. Velo batla. The ptiri b'shmi'it mishum hefker aninu. In Shemitah, you patur in ma'asrot. Why? Because any product that's hefker is patur from ma'asrot. U'bashivirit. Shesrik leba'arit akol kodas wana bi'ur. Which means the extra 9 litrim that grew, they have a din of Shemitah. Because they grew bottom line in the Shemitah, and therefore they're subject to the laws of bi'ur, meaning by a certain time you have to get rid of them, right? V'otal litra. That original litra, ma'aser alea mimakom aher. What type of ma'aser? Ma'aser bin ma'aser. Aval mine ube lo. But from itself, no, they given the litrin, the tosefet ptiri, havile mina ptura mina chayuv. Good, so that we know. No, you can't. You can't give from something that's patur to cover something that is chayuv. You have to give it from a different place. But that's not our point. Our point, bottom of it, is bichlal, what are I giving ma'aser over here at all?
Yeah.
You just gave me a klal. Anything that's chayuv came from the karka, the karka is able to be mivatil. Isn't that the sevara of the hakamim? The hakamim hold by the Shemitah. That what? A product that ruined the seventh year. Right? And now you planted it in the eighth year. So what's the deen? The growth of the eighth year will mevatel the growth of the seventh year. Why? Whatever came from karka, the karka itself is able to mevatel. Your rule is knocked out from the case of ma'asir. So the Gemara says, you're looking at ma'asir the wrong way. Amre ma'asir. Digun hu dekagarin. It's not the land that's good, MD Hayuf. Haraya. You have stuff that you planted in the ground. You plucked it out of the ground. You hayav in ma'asir yet? No, you're not hayav yet. When's the hayuf ma'asir kick in? Miruah hakri. You gotta put it in the piles. Because the Torah calls it dagan. Dagan doesn't mean grain. Dagan is something that's itgan. Itgan means it is put into a pile. You need that gemar melachtam. What's gemar melachtam? You pile it, you smoothen the pile. So therefore, the gemara is saying, we're not going against our rule. Rabbis can come along and say, listen, our rule stands true. Shemitah, it's not a din in miruah hakri. Shemitah, what makes the chayuv of Shemitah? It grew in the ground in the seventh year. That's in yan, the ground. So anything that comes in the chayuv is from the ground, the shavetah ha'aris. So the ground can mevatel it. Meaning now the product continues to grow in the eighth year. So just like the ground brought the isud, the ground is going to mevatel the isud. But ma'aser, it's not the chayuv of the ground. Yeah, it's got to grow in the ground, obviously. But what brings the chayuv of the ma'aser? The miruah hakri. So therefore, when you had an item that was hayav ma'aser min ma'aser, okay? What does it mean? Meaning you plucked it out of the ground, it was miruah hakri on the pile, you gave your ma'aser, but you didn't give your ma'aser min ma'aser. Now what you do? Now you replanted the item in Shemitah year. It grew. Well, the stuff that grew is hayav in Shemitah. That's the grew in the seventh year. But you know what? It's not going to mevatel the initial item, because the chayuv did not come from the ground. The chayuv came from miruah hakri. And therefore, it doesn't go against our rule. The taplan. Ma'aser digunu dekagarin le, sh'al yedeh digun mehaye b'maaseh velo al yedeh karka. So therefore, it comes out, let's just say, review now, it comes out according to the shitot over here. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan. They're going to hold regarding growths, the following things come out. For example, let's say you have a case of Orla. That case over there, we say the growths are remaining Isur. Or you have a case of Kilea Kerim. Right? That's the case where the onion was part of the Kerim, which was Bisur. Then you took out the Kerim, it's going to remain Isur. In both those cases over there. Why? Because those items, Orla, and Kedah Kerim, where's the Hayuv coming from? Not from the ground. Either the Hayuv of Orla is coming from Zman, 3 years, or from the Tarovet. Kedah Kerim is coming from the mixture. The fact that you put the ground itself is Heter. Nothing wrong with the ground. Problem is the Tarovet. In the Inyan of the Orla, nothing wrong with the ground. Problem is you planted it during the first 3 years of its growth. So therefore, in those two cases over there, it's not going to be a Bitul. Fine. But let's say a case was, let's say you have the Ikar grew in the Shemitah, and now it's growing in the eighth year. So these items over here will be Batel. Because since the Isur came from Karka of Shemitah, and the Gidul now came from Karka of Sheminit, so Karka can be Batel Karka. Isur Karka is Mevutal from Heter Karka, growth. And then for that case, the rabbis will be Modeh. Now, let's say you have the case over here, where you have a case of Isur Ma'aser, okay, the Litra, okay, and let's say it grows now during the Shemitah a little more, also the Hayuv Ma'aser is not going to go off, because the Hayuv Ma'aser did not emanate from Karka, it emanated from Miruah Hakri, and therefore the 9 Litra remains Shevi'i, but the actual Ikar itself remains Unme'usar, and if we have to give Ma'asir. Now that's the shita of the Hakamim. However, we did see shita over here, other shitot, that want to say in all cases, that you have an ability to be mevatel the ikar from the growth itself, but it's the rabbis that made this hidul. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.